This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a ruling regarding gerrymandering in Michigan. Essentially, the Supreme Court confirmed an earlier ruling, which basically says gerrymandering for political reasons is something that's beyond the court's reach. Here to explain it all to us is Todd Spangler. He's the Washington correspondent for the Detroit Free Press. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lester.
This decision overturns a lower court ruling that Michigan had to redraw these legislative and congressional districts. Why had the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel ruled that Michigan had to redraw the lines?
Well, back in April, the Sixth Circuit decided, a three-judge panel of the Sixth Circuit decided that the way these lines were drawn in 34 of these districts unconstitutionally advantaged one party or the other. Basically, they said that the Republicans who had drawn these maps had either packed Democrats into certain districts so that to sort of minimize or limit their political power, or had really spread them out in other districts so the Republicans could ultimately get a majority in the congressional delegation and in the state House and Senate.
Now, you wrote that it was expected the Supreme Court would overturn that ruling. Why is that?
Right. Well, so back in June, the Supreme Court decided two other cases, one from Maryland, one from North Carolina. And actually, in both parties were accused of gerrymandering in those cases. And the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, came out with Chief Justice John Roberts being the deciding vote, saying that we don't think the federal courts really should be in the business of deciding what is a gerrymander and what is not, what is fair and what is not when it comes to these, because we don't know how somebody, a particular person, is going to vote from election to election, and we don't think there's a fair test. Now, a lot of other people think that's not true, that there are tests that you could make, but the court basically said, we don't want to be in this decision. We want this to be a state-level decision, or Congress, the states can do something, the state courts can do something, but we're going to stay out of it.
So the Supreme Court justices in a 5-4 decision, again, did not agree on overturning this Sixth Circuit ruling. Where did the justices land on this decision?
Well, so as I say, back in June, the justices make this decision in a Maryland case and a North Carolina case to say, we're not going to be doing this anymore. We're not going to be in this business. The case from Michigan, after the Sixth Circuit said, we're going to tell the state to redraw these districts, the Republicans in Lansing, they appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court today basically said, based on our earlier decision in June, this case doesn't belong in front of us. So they didn't issue a ruling on it. They just came out and said, based on this earlier decision, we're vacating this lower court decision, throwing it back to the court in Detroit, and basically getting rid of it. There's not really any other place for anyone to go with this in Michigan.
I want to back up just a little bit. So why is the court basically saying gerrymandering for political reasons is something that's beyond the court's reach?
Yeah, it's very strange for them to do it, because other federal courts, clearly including the Sixth Circuit, have decided otherwise, to say that you can make a constitutional argument that it's unfair to push Democrats all into one district or spread them out so much that somehow their power is lessened to the point where people don't feel like they have an active role in choosing their government officials. Same thing on the other side too, whether it was Republicans or Democrats. What the court is saying is that they've gone through it. They've gone through all these possible tests to determine when is it fair, when is it not, and ultimately said, we don't know. We don't. The founders didn't tell us what is a fair, quote unquote, political district. So we don't want to go out on a limb and say this is fair versus that not being fair in this case, because it is so partisan, and that therefore it really should fall to the states to decide.
One more quick question. Where does this leave us with gerrymandering in Michigan? I mean, we've got changes because of voters.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, The thing is that what was going to happen in Michigan anyway is last year there was a referendum where the voters decided we want a bipartisan commission to decide these lines in the future. So in 2022, after the next census, that commission almost certainly will be drawing these lines for then and for in the future. But there's also a lawsuit in federal court where several Republicans are arguing that commission shouldn't go forward. that's probably a long shot to try to stop that, given that it was a statewide referendum. The voters actually decided that. But that's the state of the play.
Todd Spangler is Washington correspondent for the Free Press. Hey, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Lester.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision today, it closes a vital door for citizens seeking recourse in a fundamental part of our representative democracy. This decision makes it even more important that last fall, Michigan voters took the process of drawing district lines out of the hands of politicians and placed it squarely in the hands of our citizens. With clarity from the courts, we will move forward to implement the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission for the 2022 elections and actively engage all of our citizens in a transparent process that leads to fair districts for all," end quote.